Well, hello there, and welcome to another edition of Chamber Chat. I'm Jamie Gilmore, your host, joined as always to the left of me by the producer, Gavin Williams.
Hello.
Jessica King, the co-host with the most. She might be able to jump on. We'll see if she gets here. But if not, we got a great guest. We're going to get to him in just a moment. But before we do, Gavin, you have a special guest here this evening.
I do.
I tried to get her on the air because Jessica's not here yet, and was like, but she's like made it very clear that that's not going to happen. But special friend.
Special friend, absolutely.
From the great Show Me State, by the way. Is that correct? Show Me State? I know my Missouri slogans. Great. This is good, Gavin. I mean, so y'all have known each other for how long?
About 5 years now.
5 years.
So 5 years. Wow, that's good stuff. You know what? I was hoping we could get her on, and at the end we could play the game, how well does Gavin know his special friend? I would just ask questions, random questions. So could that happen? Stay tuned. Maybe that happens. Maybe it doesn't. And hopefully Jessica will be here. Obviously, we love to have Jessica, our co-host, with us. But real quick, before we get to our guests, last episode we had Barry Dabbs,
yes.
America's favorite grocery store.
Grocer, yeah.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of people listen to it, a lot of feedback. Interesting stories.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of things that I weren't prepared for. The whole socks thing threw me off.
The socks scene. Yeah, that blew our socks off.
Yeah. There you go. No pun intended. So if you haven't listened to the episode, he wakes up every morning at 1:30, and his wife puts his socks on. Every morning, it never fails, 1:30, puts his socks on. If Barry is out of town, if he's at somewhere else, hotel, she's not there, he doesn't wear socks.
Yep.
So that, yeah, is Gavin's special friend looks at me and she looks at me like I've lost my mind. That is a true story. But there was also some really other cool stories. So listen, go back. It's in the archives. Listen to it. You'll hear some stuff where Barry's doing a lot of good things. There's a lot of people right now around the country. I mean, somebody from England came and visited the grocery store. That's Food Giant here in the Hueytown area. So there's some good stories there. And it's worth a listen. I would say give it a shot because I've had a lot of people tell me they really liked it, and we're glad that Barry could be a part of that. But with that being said, it's a new episode and time for a new special guest. We've got MacGyver, the handyman, with us, and he's got a special guest. So this is the first time I've ever done the podcast with we've got a guest and their child with us tonight. He's having fun, too, drinking the Dr. Pepper, eating the banana. So welcome into the podcast.
Thank you. Yeah, my name is MacGyver. Business name is MacGyver the Handyman here in Hueytown. This is the Vice President Pierce. Can you say hi? Can you say hi, buddies? He hasn't figured that part out. He's 11 months old.
He's looking like he's having a good time, though, with you tonight.
Hey, as long as he's enjoying himself, then everybody else can enjoy themselves as well.
Oh, yeah?
But if he's not enjoying himself, then it is everybody else's problem, and I'm just trying to keep that at bay.
So MacGyver the handyman, we'll get to kind of what you do in a second, but mm-hmm. Are you from the Hueytown area, or where are you from?
No, originally from Tuscaloosa and the Tuscaloosa area.
Okay.
Graduated County High 2009, went to University of Alabama, studied abroad or two, and went on with life. Moved up here to Hueytown April of 2021.
Okay.
And been here moved in, got my then girlfriend, now wife, moved in, and just been living here, and started the business in October.
Did you meet her in Hueytown?
No.
Tell the story. That's what we're here for.
So I'm 34.
Okay.
So this is 21 years ago. I'm 13 at summer camp, from Tuscaloosa going to summer camp, Camp Woodman. My wife, Jordan, was living in Fayette, and she also went to Camp Woodman. And we met each other there, and
sparks flew.
As you know, teenagers, just hormones flying wild.
Absolutely. At camp, too, summer camp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, summer camp. 1 week long stay away summer camp.
And, yeah.
I remember getting on the bus and going back to Tuscaloosa from the camp, and I was crying because I thought I would never see her again. And
Wow. Like, right now, all the women listening to this podcast are going, oh, yeah. You're hearing that right now. I mean, a lot of sadness. they're buying into that. Ah.
And it took a long time for, you know, we dated, like, long distance kid dating, talking on the phones till, you know, 2 a.m, trying to fake asleep whenever our parents come in. And
so, real quick, for all of you kids listening, there was a time where you didn't text people. You actually had to get on the phone, call them, and then the conversation would last. In fact, I can tell you this. I'm sure this happened to you. I fell asleep many times talking to my girlfriend on the phone. That's just what you did back then.
Uh-huh.
Now I like it better now where I can just text somebody. That's much easier. But yeah, that conversation is lost.
Thankfully, it was cordless telephones, and I didn't just have to
stay in the kitchen.
Stay in the kitchen with that long cord. No, and then so we kind of, you know, went our separate ways. You know, kids do that. We stayed in touch throughout the years, drifting apart and together and apart and together, and it finally clicked back in right at the end of 2020, beginning of 2021. We were like, you know what, let's give this a shot. You know, we're adults now. We can, you know, we can communicate better. We can, we've gone through some growth, and it's been amazing. We got started dating officially in January of 2021. Got married in November of 2021. Been together ever since.
That's kind of cool that you meet somebody when you're 13, and like all that time passes, and you get the chance to reconnect, and then it takes right over, right? Just you pick up right where you left off back at summer camp.
Uh huh. Yeah, I still try to annoy her every chance I get, just like back then.
I'm sure she appreciates that. So in Hueytown, what do you think about the community? What kind of drew you to Hueytown?
Honestly, I moved to Hueytown because she lived here, and okay. I wanted to be closer to her. And I've just kind of fallen in love with the town. As far as
it's a special
where we
place,
are, where we are right now in life. There's no opportunity for what I eventually want near here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to move further away from that. I would eventually like a big 100-acre property with a little 40-acre farm on it
and sure.
do all that. But there's not a whole lot of opportunities for that near Hueytown. So
no, you probably have to go out toward the country.
Oh, yeah.
A lot more. So, MacGyver the Handyman. Let's mm-hmm. talk about the name. Where'd you come up with it at? And you were going to ask him a question, right? Because I said MacGyver in the group chat, and you got excited. Because we all know the TV show.
Right. Yeah.
I actually watched the new one because I was such a MacGyver fan.
I tried watching the new one, and with the original show being my namesake,
yeah,
I couldn't. I just couldn't.
I mean, the remake's not as good as the original.
It's just a smart guy. He wasn't doing anything groundbreaking.
No, he wasn't. He wouldn't. MacGyver was doing stuff that were like, how is that possible? Mm-hmm. But he was that smart. So. Is that kind of where it came from? You're like, I can do this. I can do anything. I'm the handyman. Is that kind of where you came up with the name?
Well, so MacGyver is my legal first name, and I was given that by my mom. It was the best thing she ever gave me.
Was it based off the TV show?
It was based off the TV show. Wow. She always made the joke that it was either going to be MacGyver or Doogie, and I'm just kind of – because Doogie Howser was around
the
same time.
Gotcha, Doogie Howser, MD. Once again, kids, a show from many, many years ago.
So I'm glad she went with MacGyver and not Doogie. No hate on Neil Patrick Harris, but
very talented.
Yeah.
So talented.
And I started doing handyman work. I've always kind of been a handyman, like at home, out of necessity. Never been the person with a whole lot of money, so I had to learn how to do instead of buy.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, I've gained a lot of different skills in figuring out ways to make things work without always knowing exactly what I'm getting into every time. So being able to grow with that, I was like, okay, well, let's try. And when my son was born, I was like, you know what, I'll do some handyman work on the side. I'll be able to pull in some more money for us. And I realized that, I really like doing this. I like helping people out and doing this kind of work. So why can't I start a business with this? So I started it up. When I was starting it up, I was trying to figure out mostly who I was going to market to.
Okay.
So I had my original idea was to market towards young professionals. So I was going to come up with Dad Help Handyman Services. And, you know, just anything a dad can do, we can do it for you.
Okay.
But it just ended up going, I ended up, the more I worked, the more I was hired by more of the older generation, Gen X, and not really boomers, but I think I've worked for one baby boomer. Excuse you, sir. That is my microphone. Do we need to get you your own? I was like, you know what? All of Gen X knows MacGyver. Even if they haven't watched the show, they know the name.
They know something about MacGyver.
They know that MacGyver's the one that can figure it out.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, it's my namesake. I can't get sued for using my namesake. No, there's no trademark on it. Oh, poor fella. So I was like, okay, let's roll with MacGyver the handyman. He can fix anything.
Oh, yeah. So, what do you, like, do you think the younger generation struggles more today with fixing stuff, putting things together, being more handy, mechanical? You said you boomers. Boomers probably grew up fixing things more because they had to, I would guess, back then. It wasn't an abundance of people to come fix things back in the day. So what do you think?
So with boomers, a lot of folks get confused about, you know, boomers versus Gen X.
Sure.
You know, my parents are Gen X. My parents are 60 and over 60. So
they're on the very front end of the Gen X, right? Because people think that's a long gap there.
Just like millennial is a very long gap. Yeah. You know, generationally, it's like, what, every 14 years or something like that?
Something for a generation. Like that, yeah.
It's too big to remember. I can't count that high. I've only got 10 fingers.
Yeah.
So when it comes to younger people figuring things out, younger people nowadays are able to figure out a lot more just out of the necessity of it's a struggling economy out there. And a lot of them have picked up side gigs before, whether it be on, there's several different ways you can find like handyman stuff, whether it's Angie or TaskRabbit. There's all sorts of folks that have gone out and figured out like, oh yeah, I can put these flat pack furniture together. I can mount a TV, stuff like that. So I don't really get a whole lot of stuff like that from the younger folks. Whenever I'm getting these smaller, you know, one-off projects, it's either older generation folks or just people that simply don't have the time, whether they're 18 or 80, they're too busy with their day-to-day lives that they just can't handle it. They know how to do it. They just don't have the time.
Yeah, well, again, also you're talking about with the technology part of this generation. You can Google almost anything, and it will tell you how to show you how to do it. For most, your older generation didn't have that. They didn't have that opportunity, right? They had to kind of learn, and some people were more mechanical than others. Gavin makes fun of me for my lack of mechanical skills all the time, right, Gavin?
Yeah.
My dad used to Google. He had an old flip phone.
Yeah.
And he would tell his buddies, like, yeah, I can Google that for you. And he'd flip out his phone. Hey, no way you can Google that on that thing. He said, you sure I can? He'd press a button and put it on speaker. And I'd answer, hello. He said, hey, guy, Google this for me so I can show these. buddies.
So what is what's the craziest thing somebody's had you come try to put together or work on?
That's real easy.
Okay. I like that. I like the way that sounds.
There's a I don't want to draw attention to them about their location, but they are in the Hueytown city limits.
Sure.
There is a private big cat sanctuary. Which is servals and caracals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one caracal and more servals. And I actually posted a video on my Facebook of Binks, the caracal. He was on top of my tools and playing with me. And now, mind you, this is like a 40-pound big cat with paws that were, you know, the size of my palm.
Oh, my gosh.
While I was modifying the enclosure to try and help out and get their USDA compliance in.
Okay.
And I still have a few scars from where he was playing with me and scratched me, because it's just like a house cat, just way bigger.
Yeah, that so sounds when house, like a lot bigger.
When house cats accidentally, you know, whap at you and get a little scratch, it's no big thing. But when the claw's as big as my finger and it scrapes across you, it's definitely, it leaves more of a lasting impact. You can find that on my Facebook page. If you look up MacGyver the Handyman, I did post a reel of Binks helping out with the construction efforts there.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. How has been the, you know, you got started, and is it by word of mouth? Do you do media? How are you getting it out there that you're doing what you do? You're MacGyver the handyman. How's that going, and how are you getting it out there?
Well, it first started. Sorry, my son has his hand in my nose.
This is just fun to watch. He's having a good time now.
He is. Yeah. He is. It first started with. Are you hearing his hand on the mic? That's my son grabbing the.
We do this live, by the way. We're not taking this out. We let it all stay in, right, guys?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Stay all in.
It started off. I was watching a lot of how to's on YouTube about how to start a business. Specifically a handyman business, listening to a lot of podcasts, and every one of them said,
he has knocked the mic off, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm holding the mic now instead of it on the stand there. So I started off getting all of my social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. I'm not really active on all of it, but just being on there, people were able to find me, and I joined the Hueytown Happenings Facebook group.
Yeah.
Very good.
A lot of positivity there.
Oh, my goodness.
and there is. There's a lot of positive. There's some negative from time to time. Not about us, but there is some negative sometimes.
And I would just post on there. I posted pictures of what I was doing, some videos of what I was doing, try and share it on there. And I got a good amount of business through that. I got verified on Google Business, got my Google Business profile verified. And
he's hungry. He's eating the mic.
My son is eating the microphone now.
It's all good.
So I got the Google Business verified, and that helped out even more. And outside of that, like, word of mouth is good for small business, but
sure.
things like this, you know, when I joined the Chamber of Commerce, I joined it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Started networking.
We try to promote as much as possible.
That's right. Yeah. Could you hear his team on the microphone?
Now his team got it that time. So. Before it was very, very quiet. Right.
Again, it's not technical difficulties. He's just hungry, and he's enjoying talking. You know,
it wasn't loud at all.
Getting the microphone.
Hi. You're her.
Yep. Let's see if I can get this back on the stand here. He is very sleepy. He's a sleepy boy.
I'm sleepy, so I feel his pain.
Oh, I should take him to work with me. Then he'll definitely be sleepy.
So since you joined the chamber, have you seen an uptick in more jobs?
Not really. However, I can say that the quality of jobs has gotten better. And I don't know if that's because the reputation of being with the chamber or my own pride of being a small business owner, member of the Chamber of Commerce, not saying yes to those lower quality jobs.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of folks, when they think of handyman, they're thinking, oh yeah, Chuck down the street, Chuck in a truck, you know, he'll come over for $20 an hour and he'll fix this kind of thing. And like, while that may be true, and I'm totally fine for Chuck to go and fix those things for those people, I am a small business owner. I have, you know, I'm licensed, I'm insured, and I carry a good reputation. I warranty my labor. I try to get high quality materials so I can guarantee those materials as well. So I'm not, it was a big change for me trying to say, like, yeah, I'm not that $20 an hour guy. I'm not cash under the table. I pay my taxes. I pay my fees.
You do it the right way. Down goes the mic.
I do everything on the up and up, and it increases prices, which it kind of, just the increase in price itself kind of helps out with those lower quality jobs kind of being pushed away. So.
What is the most difficult part of being a small business, you think, in this economy?
For me, it's I can't speak on small business as a whole, only as self-employed individual. With it only being me, I'm wearing all the hats. I am out there doing the work. I'm doing estimates. I'm answering the phone calls, emails.
Doing the marketing.
I'm building the website. I'm doing the marketing, the graphic design, and trying to do all of that. It turns it to where instead of having a 40-hour-a-week job, I really have an 80-hour-a-week job. And that's a little rough, but knowing that I'm putting in that hustle now is kind of a good thing for me in my mind. Like, okay, I won't have to do this. Hopefully this time next year, maybe the year after, I'll be able to hire other people to someone maybe to do office work, somebody to go out and get those smaller jobs.
Yeah. You know, that was kind of my next question. Do you see yourself at a point in time, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you continue to grow? Could you add people? Could you add a person, marketing person? Could you add? Is that a potential or something you think you can do?
Oh, I will absolutely love to. sorry, my son's hand was in my mouth fully. I've always said, like, I don't know who I would want to hire first, whether an office manager or what I would call a technician, somebody to do the field work.
Can't do what you're doing now.
Yeah.
And you could be the manager.
And, well, I would still be out there doing it as well, but just having that other person means that I could, like, oh, yeah, I have availability tomorrow for this specific job that you need.
That's a good point, yeah.
Instead of just always being just me and it's like, no, I book out for 2 weeks at a time. So if I'm booked out for 2 weeks at a time pretty consistently.
Well, that's good. It's better to be busy, right, than not have jobs.
But I'm also, since I'm always booked 2 weeks out, I'm also always 2 weeks away from being broke.
Oh, yeah.
So if I can't line up the third week and the fourth week, then it doesn't matter if I have those 2 weeks as well. So
you have to stay ahead of the game. Yeah.
All the time.
Because bills don't stop, right?
No. I tried to tell them, like, no, I'm not going to pay. And they said, well, we're going to stop, you know.
Power's not going to stay on, right, if you don't take care of it. So where can people, let's say, want to get in touch with you? They want something done at their house. They want a job done. How can they get in touch with you?
So the best way is you can call. I prefer text messages, actually. My phone number is 205-202-0701, 205-202-0701. My website is out there, MacGyverTheHandyman.com. It's not very great, but Facebook is also another good avenue for folks to message me. And they can message directly from the Facebook Messenger, or go right to my account and all of that. Or you can Google MacGyver the Handyman, my phone number, website, Facebook, all of that is on there as well.
So social media, have you been able to get some reviews? Have they been positive? Because I know social media sometimes can be the best thing and the worst thing.
Social media hasn't really been that big of a thing for the reviews for me. Getting my Google profile done has actually been the best. I think so far, I want to say I have 8 or 9 five-star reviews.
That's good.
Really happy with that. Yeah. But that's another thing about being the small business is, again, I have to be the one to text folks the next day, like, hey, would you mind leaving a review, while I'm actively working and answering the phone for other folks that also need work done. So if you're listening to this and I've worked for you in the past, if you don't mind, Google up MacGyver the Handyman. Give me a 5-star review. It helps me find more wonderful clients like you that I've worked for in the past, and helps them find a good, reliable handyman that they can get to fulfill their needs.
I think because he's been on the podcast, him and his sidekick have done such a great job. I might just give you a 5-star review for that, because that's, you're showing off your people skills here, which is an important part of the job, right?
It is.
I mean, what do you think? 5-star review?
I feel like I need to fix your toilet first. That way, it's at least, you know.
It'd be our secret, and everybody that listens, all around the great country of ours, right?
Oh,
people
yeah.
all over the place. So once again, it was awesome having you on here. I'm in awe because I'm not kidding when I say this. I have zero mechanical skills. I mean, and
zero.
And people that are listening to this podcast know this. We've talked about it ad nauseum. I really can't. Like, I was just one time at a bookshelf, and I was determined to put it together, right? I was determined that I was going to put this thing together. I didn't want any help. And a buddy of mine calls me and goes, hey, what are you doing? You want to go out later this evening? It's like on Saturday. I said, yeah. It's like 1 o'clock noon, whatever. And he says, well, I'll come over around 7 or 8, hang out, and then we'll go, whatever. I said, cool. I'll have some of this bookshelf put together. He comes in, and I've got it out of the box. And after 7 hours, there's still nothing put together. We're talking zero of anything put together. And he walks in. He goes, I thought you were putting this together. I said, I can't understand the directions. He looks, yeah, they're in English. What's your problem? Why can't you understand the directions? I go, I'm just really bad at this. And I'm really bad. And he had to help put it together. I would have never got it together. We spent that night. And he did it like an hour. Like, it wasn't something hard. It wasn't like this huge, like, it wasn't like as big as this room. It's like, you know, three little shelves. It was a really embarrassing. So, I mean, again, I mean, anybody that, like, that has your talent to be able to do all these different things and fix things, I mean, that's impressive.
I always say it's like not everybody's strength is everybody else's strength. I hire somebody to do my taxes for me. Sure. Because I'm not good at doing taxes. You're not good at putting, you know, flat pack furniture together.
Or anything for that matter. Let's just be honest. It's across the board.
I don't feel near as bad about having difficulty getting my mom's timing belt back on her car right now.
Yeah, my mom knows not to ask anything about car. I mean, I can put gas in there, I think, pretty much. I can pretty much do that. That's not bad, right?
Well, it's a good thing you don't live in New Jersey, or you probably wouldn't have that either. Yeah.
Probably not. But again, thank you so much for coming. We can't let you leave, though, and you play five questions. So these questions are random. So, Gavin, would you like to do a couple?
Yeah, I can do a couple.
So I'm going to do the first three. You're going to do the last two, right?
All
right. Don't embarrass me like you did last week.
You don't want a sandwich?
I'll
on?
Try not to.
Huh?
Alternate? No?
No. I want to put all the pressure on him.
Okay. All right. I'm down.
I think it's easier. He gets in a rhythm if he goes. So, again, these questions, they're not written down. We just throw it out there. Sometimes they make sense. Sometimes they don't. Let's just see. The last book you read.
I believe it was called So You're Gonna Be a Dad.
And
it was,
is that serious?
Yeah. I think
okay,
the last,
all right.
It was either that or one of his books. No, Somebody Loves You. Somebody Loves You. I believe that was the last book I read. I read it to my son.
Okay. So the book, So You're Going to Be a Dad, was it helpful?
It was. I was already doing really good at the whole, like, pregnant wife part.
Sure.
And that's, like, half of the book. But the rest of it, getting me ready for a newborn, because I'd already been a stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a stepdad for 5 years now.
Okay.
So I kind of get the whole kid thing, but I've never had a baby before, and
it's different.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, it's so different. But yeah, it really helped me prepare for the newborn stage and the everything that's happening exactly at this moment right here.
Favorite cartoon of all time.
Favorite cartoon. Okay. Favorite cartoon would have to be Avatar the Last Airbender.
Okay. Why is that?
Because you said cartoon and not anime, so I went with that. And,
there you
and,
go.
Instead of Dragon Ball Z or Naruto or something like that.
So, and that'd be, so your favorite anime would be what?
My favorite anime right now is Ascendance of a Bookworm. It's an ongoing series. It's really entertaining.
Okay. All right. So there you go. I mean, my favorite cartoon of all time, Super Friends, big fan. Just taking you way back. Go.
You made my back hurt saying that.
Oh, yeah. That's great. All right. So, favorite type of weather? Do you like a thunderstorm? Do you like snow? Do you like it hot? Do you like it really cold? What's your go-to weather?
Considering I've been working on redoing a deck for the past 2 weeks, dealing with the heat and the rain and the thunderstorms, all of those can go ahead and leave.
Get out of there. Yeah.
And the last time it snowed, I slipped on the stairs, knowing that I could possibly slip on the stairs. So we're going to pass on snow as well.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that early December. In
when
Alabama,
it's just starting to get cold.
Overcast, 55 out, wear a hoodie, take it off if you're working, put it back on when you stop.
That's great weather.
That's the weather right there.
The winter, early winter before it gets crazy cold, right?
Yeah,
that's the best time.
No heat on in the house, just sleeping good. Oh,
and I kind of the same for me. I like that kind of that mid to late fall. Because fall might kick off in September, October, but you know Alabama, it's going to take a while. So once you get into November, you start to see the sky get gray. It's just a good feeling. Something about it this time of year. Now, when it gets February and it gets cold, I don't like that. Nobody likes cold, but I do enjoy what you just said. That's a great time of year. Gavin, you got two questions.
All righty. My first one's going to be, what is your favorite fruit, considering he was munching on a banana?
My favorite fruit is actually apples.
Apples.
He is just too young to really be munching on apples right now. I was feeding him a banana at the start of the podcast, but he has stopped eating that as well.
He was enjoying it, though, while he was eating.
Oh, yeah. He loves them.
Yeah, he was going to town.
I actually hate bananas, so it's crazy.
I can take it or leave it. I like it sometimes. Sometimes I don't. It just depends what kind of mood I'm in.
I hate bananas. I hate artificial banana flavor based off of the old bananas. Like, I don't know banana bread, banana nut muffins.
Don't like any. Yeah, nothing. I'm with you. I'm not a fan of banana nut bread at all.
All right. My second question, I'm thinking, what's your favorite cereal?
My favorite cereal.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite cereal has got to be Cookie Crisp.
Okay, don't call me that. Yeah, that's good. It's live already.
Cookie Crisp has got to be my favorite, but I can't keep it in the house. I cannot, like, because one box a day. Like, there's
it is good. It's in my top five.
Breakfast. Oh goodness.
I love, I'm a Fruity Pebbles fan.
I like Fruity Pebbles. I like Frosted Flakes. I keep those in the house because I can have one bowl and be good.
But Cookie Crisp, it's the whole
Cookie
box.
Crisp or Reese's Puffs. Oh. Nope.
Lucky Charms guy?
Not really.
Yeah. I mean, I like, the marshmallows.
Now, if I could get, like, just the marshmallows.
Yeah.
But then it's not cereal anymore, is it?
No, it's just marshmallows. the cereal is the part of it. Those are pretty good questions. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, those were good.
Not bad. I mean, again, hope you had a good time on the podcast. We wish you the best of luck in your business, right? We want you to be successful. So if you are needing something, fix, put together whatever you need, MacGyver the Handyman has got you covered. Reach out to him. Again, how can they get in touch with you?
You can Google me up, MacGyver the Handyman. It'll give you my Facebook. It'll give you my phone number. My phone number again, 205-202-0701. On Facebook, MacGyver the Handyman. All socials, MacGyver the Handyman. Even on TikTok, even though I'm not really good at it.
Neither am I. So I offered a go-home song for Gavin's special friend. And she gave a song, and Gavin pretty much shut it down, right? Gavin said we're not.
No, we are doing that one.
We're going to do that one?
Yes.
We're going to do a different one?
We're doing a different one. She hadn't shown me her new one, so I don't know.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let's do this.
Be a surprise?
I'll tell you what. You be a surprise, all right? You pick when y'all leave tonight, because he's going to go home. He's going to edit this. And Gavin's special friend. Go ahead and tell her name. Go ahead and tell her.
It's Emily.
Emily from Missouri. Emily from Missouri. Gavin's special friend is going to pick the go-home song. So make sure when you put up the story for the episode, you give her credit for it.
All right.
You know, Gavin can do that. So there you go. The go-home song, it's a surprise. Want to thank MacGyver the Handyman for coming out and hanging out with us on Chamber Chat. Until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.